This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello and welcome back to Gen Next on Joy 94.9. It is 7:30 and you're joined by Eleanor,
Maddie
and Chris.
And we've also got a guest in the studio tonight. Say hello.
Hi there.
This is Jeremy. It's great to have you with us.
G'day, g'day.
Thank you. Hi, yeah. So you've been, you know, sitting in the corner just
yeah, just quietly being patient.
Twiddling away.
So proud of you.
You know.
So just remember, you can join us, you can send a message in at any time, 0427 joy 949, or email on air at joy.org.au.
We love you guys. Sorry, I just interrupted.
I'm going to murder you, Chris.
Well, you kind of bought the spotlight.
Yeah, what, right now, or are you going to wait and then like stalk him into sleep?
We'll see how we go. Tonight we've got Jeremy, a young member of the LGBTI community, here to discuss some issues that are really important to him. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hi there.
Can you give us a quick introduction of who you are?
All right. Well, I am a trans teen and I've been out of the closet for bang on 2 years now.
Woo.
Yeah, go me.
You're beating me.
Only by a little.
A little can go a far way.
A little can go a long way, absolutely.
Very much so. Anyways, the reason I'm here is just to discuss a few things that I'll be involved with personally, yeah, along with someone else. And some things that'll be, going on revolving around the laws for trans youth under the age of 18 and how they, access their medical treatment.
So what kind of difficulties do trans youth face?
Well, currently here in Australia, if you are under the age of 18 and seeking stage 2 hormone treatment, which is your cross hormone therapy, you have to go through the family court system, mm-hmm, and that can incur massive amounts of money just poured into this.
And not to mention, time wasted that could be spent, better spent making use of the hormones.
Exactly. Yeah. Very much. Yeah. And so, basically, that's just, it's been really difficult for a lot of people, especially in the younger community. And because of this, I'm one of these people. I came out too late to start puberty blockers because I was already well into puberty. Yeah. And so I now have to wait until I'm 18 to access hormone treatment because it's just too expensive to go through the court system.
I mean, that's obviously wrong on so many levels.
Can you just give a quick explanation about hormone blockers and stage 2 treatment, like the differences?
All right. So when someone who comes out as trans, depending on when they come out, usually before puberty, they'll be signed up to start puberty blockers, when the appropriate time is for their age, basically.
Yeah.
And that can go on. They can go through high school up until about the age of 16. That's when health risks start to come in because there's a lot of, growing up and development that go on in those teen years that, these kids aren't being able to have because it'll have horrible psychological damage done to them. So it's usually advised that they stop when they're 16. But at that point, they're not allowed to go on to stage 2, which is their hormone therapy, so that'll be the replacement of their, of all their hormones.
Yeah, and there's that gap there, and it's just really, it's jarring to say
2 years. And you're starting to go through all of this development. You worked so hard not to go through, and then, basically the Australian court system stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, that just seems to make very, very little sense.
Yep, and
exactly.
I think at the moment, I don't want to spread misinformation, but I read recently that we're one of the only countries in the world that stops youth from accessing hormones before they're 18.
Well done, Australia.
It's absolutely not something that's very common. I think Victoria especially has it worse than some other states.
Yeah, I do think so.
That's sad. It's like Australia, we're kind of, beyond the times, but
some aspects are left wanting.
Yeah, we're lagging behind.
So what kind of thing? You mentioned that you were involved in some things. What kind of things?
So I was approached by a woman from the ABC who is creating a short documentary for Four Corners.
Mm-hmm.
She's done one before on transgender and transsexuals about basically marriage and things like that. But this one is all about said court system that Australian trans youth have to go through.
Yeah.
And it's just, basically just a small interview as part of the documentary to...
I mean, obviously when you're making a documentary, you want to get a lot of different voices out there just to, you know, get a general idea of what's going on. I mean, I've as Jeremy mentioned or hinted at, I also may or may not be a part of said documentary.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are going to be sharing your point of view as well on that?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean... Okay.
And our experience. Yeah.
My situation is not too dissimilar from so many trans youth, not just here in Melbourne, but all across Australia. Yeah. And it's just it's a good way to get, you know, my voice out there and the voice of just so many people that we know.
Yeah.
You make people talk and it's just going to keep spreading.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And what you hear people saying is things like, these kids are too young to make any kind of permanent change. You know what is a permanent change? Puberty.
Exactly.
You know what's not puberty. A permanent change? Hormone blockers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just saying.
We get no choice, first of all. But yeah, it's just, you'd think that these kids would know what they want by now after waiting so long.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you reckon is the cause that they don't offer this at that age? Do they say why? Is it?
At first, it came down to, Gillick competence, which is what happens is these children go through a series of tests to see if they have the mental capacity to make adult decisions.
The informed consent idea.
But are classed as like permanent changes to a children's, like a child's body, and it just can't be reversed. So, a lot of it can't be reversed. And so. They don't see that as a decision someone under the age of 18 can make for themselves.
But a person under 18 can be forced to go through the wrong puberty, apparently.
Exactly. But, you know, that's nature. So
that's the way nature intended.
That's just
because nature never, ever messes up.
No. Oh, of course not. But that's just something that, you know.
So what sort of progress do you think, you know, needs to be made to help transgender youth?
I just think that... Well, me personally, I think the court process should be cut out completely. Yeah. If we've got both parents' consent for a child that's under the age of 18, they're ready for it, they're 100% sure, then they should just be able to go straight through it. If not, then there should just be a package for, you know, parents to go through, something that's really simple. They can fill out all the applications and then a solicitor wouldn't be needed, and that cuts out.
Yeah.
Obviously, so you know, for some youth, the parents factor is a bit of a difficult factor, but you know, that's something that can be worked on. You know, you have to take things in steps sometimes with activism.
When you do have supportive parents and there's nothing standing between you and the medical treatment you need other than archaic laws.
Yeah, people who didn't even know who you were until you had to apply for this.
Definitely. We actually got a text in that's a bit relevant. Someone asking, how should I go about telling a couple of uni friends that I'm trans and want to start transitioning? Any advice?
Look, that's definitely, it can be a difficult question. I think it really depends on your situation.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I came out to a couple of people who were close friends of mine at the time. And then, you know, they were all pretty accepting. It took a while, but if they really, you know, if they are your friends and they do want to support you, it should be, you know, simple enough to just say, hey, look, this is what's going on with me and I'd really appreciate it if you'd support me through this, you know. I know it's a bit scary, but if it's really who you are, then they'll understand.
They'll get used to it. I mean, it might take a bit of time, but they will get used to it.
Yeah,
depends on the person.
You're gonna want that support network straight away. So having that,
If they're the kind of person who straight up would not accept you, never accept you, you don't need them in your life anyway.
Exactly.
As harsh that might be, I came out via Tumblr. I had some friends from school who followed me. And I sort of blogged my experience through coming to terms with my gender identity, and then that was kind of hard to miss.
But
my friends.
But we've got to remember though, we're only humans. It might take a couple of weeks or days for some people to process that. So don't take it the wrong way if they do decide to.
But
not
don't
talk to
at
you,
the same time. Don't give up.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And I don't know. It's kind of spreading from there, and I've got to the point where I feel like I know I'm going to have to bite the bullet and, you know, be loudly public about it eventually. But you know. I've got year 12 to think about and all these other things. Yeah. But, you know, there's never a right time.
And every situation is different. So.
Yeah. It's something you've got to, something you've got to decide for yourself.
Yeah. You can always justify putting something off.
Just before we go, do you have any advice? How can people, you know, help out to fight for trans rights?
Well, look, it's always great to, you know, be mindful and understanding. Like, it's difficult at first, especially I've found with a lot of non-binary people and their, you know, specific non-binary pronouns. It's easy to just go like, oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, these people are really reaching out for help and they want you to support them. So, you know, just be mindful. Be happy and supportive and just mind your words,
In terms of actions with regards to the law and courts, I mean, especially because there's only really one gender clinic in Victoria for the, you know, thousands of kids that need the attention.
That's at Royal Children's, am I right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Is there anything that people can do in terms of activism?
There are state elections coming up very soon, and it'd be great for people to start talking to their politicians about, you know, promoting funding for the Royal Children's Hospital. I know that they're overrun at the moment. They've got a huge waiting list because there's just so many trans youth coming through the system now.
Yeah.
Now that there's more information out there for everyone, these kids really need some help.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight, Jeremy. This really helps to shed a light on an issue a lot of people have never even thought about.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time. Yeah.
That's okay.
And good luck for the future as well.
Is there anything else that... Do you have any parting comments or you think you've said what you need to say?
Well, I think I've said everything. Yeah. But there's a blog that you can go on that my mother runs, parentingjeremy.com. And this is a really great place for parents to see, you know, how parents of other, you know, transgender youth...
It's very useful, actually.
Yeah, deal with everything and...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll share that link on our Facebook after the show. So you should like us on Facebook. Yeah. Look up Generation Next.
You better.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.